I'm talking with J.R. McGee, who is an expert in Lean Six Sigma planning and implementation and other kind of large change implementations, primarily technical kinds of things in organizations. And he's a founder of the company Extreme Leadership Group. And let me give you their website address. It's the letter X hyphen, and then all these words stream together, stream, S-T-R-E-A-M, leadershipgroup.com. So, JR, welcome. Glad that we could talk today.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here with you, Rick.
So one of the things that that struck me, one of the conversations we had a few months ago, was some of the things that you've learned about how do you sustain change so that you actually get results. Because in my experience, a lot of changes sort of get up to the rollout stage, and then it just starts to die. And the next thing you know, you look around, and those improvements that were promised never happened, and nobody learned from it, and we just sort of go on our merry way. And it sounds like in your work, you've really found some ways to make sure that the change stayed alive until you get to results.
Well, Rick, you couldn't be more accurate. In fact, I've spent tens of millions of dollars in my career on several different types of initiatives like TQM, Quality Circles, Workout, ISO 9000, CMMI, MRP, MRP2, you know, over and over and over again. And, you know, our experience has been that 60 to 80% of the initiatives that people try to implement change in their organizations result in failure. And frankly, I find that to be an appallingly large number. I really wanted to attack that and really dig into that to figure out what's the root cause, what's really going on in all of these efforts and all these initiatives and all the hard work people were putting into this with so little results to show for it. Because frankly, not only is that expensive, but it's incredibly frustrating. And really what I found as I really dug deep down into that is, you know, a great idea simply is not enough. Everybody's got great ideas. So what I did is I looked through several of the potential causes for this failure rate to be so high. And, you know, the first one obviously is were the ideas themselves flawed? And frankly, I don't think that that's the case. People have great ideas. In fact, most commonly, every single adult human being has three or four great ideas every day, and yet they still fail. And then I looked into, well, is it poor strategy? Well, no. Although strategic thinking and strategic planning is still a critically short-sighted effort in America, I don't think we do a good enough job at strategic thinking, strategic planning. That wasn't really the root cause either, because there's a lot of good strategy that's put into some of these implementations. So I didn't think that that was the cause. The next one was to look at, well, could it possibly be poor communications? Well, even the best communicators communicate fairly poorly. But that, while that was a contributing factor, I don't feel that that was the root cause. The data certainly didn't support that poor communications was the root cause. Well, then I looked at, well, the implementation itself, were some of these ideas and some of these initiatives poorly implemented? Well, frankly, what I found is the opposite was true. Enormous amounts of effort and time and planning and resources had been put into the implementations, and yet at the end of the day, there was almost nothing to show for it. And then lastly, I looked at, well, how are these things followed through? Well, frankly, that led to basically a cornucopia of ideas and insights. I really do think that the poor follow-through is one of the main root causes for why this is. In fact, I think that poor follow-through, poor follow-up is truly the delta between success and failure.
So why does that happen? And I, by the way, I agree with you, and I love the way you've just ruled out all the usual suspects. like bad ideas, strategy, poor communication, poorly implemented. No, those aren't the problems. It's the poor follow-through. So all this effort goes into setting up the goals, setting up, you know, the measures, yada, yada, yada. So why aren't people following through?
You know, that's an excellent question. And I think that it boils down to some of the real issues. The failure modes that I found in looking at the root causes, most often management and key leadership are focused on the bottom line to the exclusion of all else, and it's predominantly a short-term focus. You know, they're not really looking at long-term success. They're looking at short-term benefit. Secondly, I found that there was a real failure to achieve crucial key leadership buy-in. And that really was there were two functions that I felt really contributed to that failure to get the leadership support. One was the inability of middle management or the person who had the idea to influence those over whom they didn't control. Learning how to manage your boss is as important as learning how to manage your subordinates. And influencing people is an incredibly important leadership skill that I don't think people pay enough attention to. And then secondly, I found that there was a real inability of a lot of leaders to work with people. I know that shocks you, being in change management like you are. But just to have a great idea is not enough. And what I found was that people feel and consider the weight of the idea itself will carry the day.
Yeah, yeah.
They believe that if people simply understand the idea and its implications, that they're going to jump on board and run with it. And that's just simply not true. It takes a great deal of work to transition from a great idea to something that's fully implemented and sustained. And thirdly, I found that there's a huge disconnect between customers that use the product, the service, or the idea, and the people that provide it. Frankly, the engineering staff, and I say this being an engineer, engineers always think that they know precisely what the customers want. And management always believes that they know the best way to provide that to them. And it's a case of if you build it, they will buy. And I find in the real world, that's just simply a flawed concept. And then the fourth element that I find that's a real failure mode in sustainment is discouragement. People get discouraged over a period of time. And you hear this expressed in several different ways. I'm tired of banging my head on the wall. I keep coming up with ideas and nobody listens. There's nobody here wants to do anything different. Here's what I found, Rick. Discouragement's not caused by a lack of progress. People who believe in what they're doing are more than willing to put up the work and the effort long term. Discouragement is caused by an absence of a clear vision. If people don't know exactly why they're doing what they're doing and the benefit of doing what they're doing and the tangible rewards for doing what they're doing, why are they going to continue to do it? They're going to do just like electricity does, and that's seek the path of least resistance. So it was really kind of an eye-opening aha moment for me when I realized that discouragement is one of the key issues in the lack of sustainment, and it wasn't caused by a lack of progress, but a lack of clear vision.
Yeah, let me try something out, because I firmly believe that, one, we need to have a clear sense of where we want to go, but we also need to have that fire in our belly that a change is needed. And what I see sometimes is once you get so far into a change that once it gets down to those people and are doing the work, they weren't part of that original revival meeting. They weren't part of that original, like, wow, we've got to do something now. So they're just doing it. They're getting orders. And so it's hard to have passion for something that you don't even know why it's important.
Wow, you just nailed it. The real key ingredient to sustainment, and this is something that I found in every organization that I studied, everything that I went back to that was a failure or success, the key element was passion. You've got to have a dedicated change agent that truly believes in what he or she is doing. You know, I like the religious theme that you put through that. The revival meeting, you need to have that ambassador, that evangelist, that person who's going to put heart and soul into this and drive it through sheer force of will, through pure passion and commitment into what they're going to go do. Within that, though, that dedicated change agent really needs to understand the limits and the potential of the culture within the organization that he or she's working in. You don't want to get so far out in front of your headlights that people write you off as a kook or a fanatic. And that can happen in an organization easily if people think that your passion has overridden your common sense or your judgment.
Yep.
So you've got to balance that. But, man, if you don't have the right person with the passion to drive change, it doesn't have a chance of being successful. So the people that you pick to lead these initiatives have got to be dependable. They've got to be reliable. They have a strong character. They have to be willing to stand up in front of people that are going to throw rocks and stones at them and their ideas, and not only take that, but continue to drive that issue or that idea with the passion that it requires. Here's a quote that I've been using that's generated a lot of interest, and it's something that I've been working with people about, and I'm hoping that you and your readers and listeners would gain the same thing from it that I have, and that is we need to be more excited about what we can become than we are proud of who we are.
I like that.
And you know, when that occurs, you're on the path to world-class performance.
Yeah.
There's so many people that love to tell you how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no real passion, there's no real excitement for developing their true potential or their true capability. That there's got to be something in each of us that really drives us forward.
So, first of all, that makes really good sense to me. So let's assume that the people listening to this have already made it almost all the way through my book. So they probably are not that latter group. They're probably the group that said, yeah, we want to do it right. So what's your advice to them with regard to sustainment? I know you've given kind of the key points, but what should they do on Monday morning?
You bet. Here's some of what I have found to be the keys for success. Number one, you better have a well-written, concise, unambiguous plan of action. You have to have a detailed plan that says, here's what we're going to do, here's when we're going to do it, here's how we're going to do it, here's who's going to do it, and here's when it's absolutely due. You got to have specific belly buttons. Committees don't get anything done. Teams don't get anything done. Individuals get stuff done. And you got to have a due date. You got to have a date on the calendar that says this is the time that it's due. The vast majority of us work with what I call the term paper syndrome. We do our best work the day before it's due. I am so guilty of that. That's my modus operandi. I get it done just before it's due. So if there's no due date, well, there's always something that does have a due date that's more important. Here's the second key point. You've got to be relentless in your follow-up. You've got to persevere in your follow-through. And the people that you're working with on your team and the people that you're working with to get this done need to know that you're not just going to say it once and move on to something else. There's got to be a relentless, passionate follow-up and follow-through. And here's number three. It ties right in together. There's got to be a strong bias towards action. I have a pet peeve, and that is people that spend a lot of time explaining to me how something can't be done. I'm not interested in knowing how it can't be done. If it can't be done, you're the subject matter expert. I buy that. Okay. Don't spend more than 5 or 10 seconds telling me how it can't be done. Spend your time telling me how it can be done and how we're going to get it done. P- people who are successful, organizations that implement change in a productive fashion, always have a strong bias towards action. The groundhog meetings kill me, and that's the meeting like Groundhog Day, the movie. Every time we have the meeting, the same people have got the same reasons for the same action items not getting done, only the flavoring and the coloring has changed to protect the guilty.
Yeah.
That drives me nuts. I want to see things happening. Even if it's wrong, we can fix it.
Yeah.
Develop that strong bias towards action. And number four, this is probably the most important, develop a culture for accountability to get results. And that means measurements and tracking the measurements, identifying key metrics, and then really using the data to determine whether or not what you're doing is being successful. Here's the bottom line, Rick. Every individual out there gets to decide whether they're going to deliver results or deliver excuses. You get to choose, but you're going to do one or the other.
You have a great way of phrasing things, JR. I like it.
Well,
it's
there's a lot of scar tissue in that that really helps.
Yeah. So, JR, what you've had to say I think is really helpful. I think the readers and listeners to this podcast are going to find it helpful, and I like how practical it is. Plus, in fact, it's always a real pleasure to get to talk with you. So thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure, Rick. Thank you very much.
For those of you listening, if you want to go, but I want to hear more, JR did a presentation for the American Society for Quality where he covers what we were talking about today, but then actually takes it further, and he uses as an analogy Newton's principles of physics and E equals MC squared, which I think is really fascinating. So you'll find that on our website as well, so I hope you'll take a look.